This is where the good news starts, the good news of Jesus the Messiah, God's Son. Isaiah the prophet put it like this: "Look, I am sending my messenger ahead of me. He will clear the way for you." A shout goes up in the desert: "Make way for the Lord! Clear a straight path for him!" John the Baptizer appeared in the desert. He was announcing a baptism of repentance to forgive sins. The whole of Judea and everyone who lived in Jerusalem went out to him. They confessed their sins and were baptized by him in the River Jordan. John wore camel hair clothes with a leather belt round his waist. He used to eat locusts and wild honey. "Someone a lot stronger than me is coming close behind," John used to tell them. "I don't deserve to squat down and undo his sandals. I've plunged you in the water. He's going to plunge you in the Holy Spirit." You are sound asleep and dreaming when suddenly the door bursts open and a bright light shines full in your face. A voice, breaking in on your dream world, shouts, "Wake up! Get up, you'll be late!" And without more ado, the speaker splashes your face with cold water to make the point. Time to stop dreaming and face the most important day of your life. That's what the opening of Mark's Gospel is like. It's a great way to start, because what Mark is telling us is that that's what John the Baptist was like to the Jewish people of his day. John's ministry burst in upon the surprised Jewish world. Many had been looking for a sign from God, but they hadn't expected it to look like this. Many had wanted a Messiah to lead them against the Romans, but they weren't anticipating a prophet telling them to repent. John was a voice shouting across the dreams, and perhaps the nightmares, of the Judaism of Herod and Caiaphas, the Judaism that told again and again the story of freedom, but had no idea what freedom would look like when it came. Some thought John was mad, that it was him who was dreaming. But here he was, splashing cold water all over them and telling them to get ready for the greatest moment in Jewish history, in world history. The bright light he was shining in their faces was the story they all knew very well, but with a new twist. Every year, at Passover time, they recited the story of the Exodus from Egypt, telling over and over how God rescued Israel from Pharaoh, bringing them through the Red Sea and away across the wilderness to their promised land. Along with the creation story, it's the most important story in the whole Old Testament, and John's hearers would have known it well. But instead of simply hearing the words and remembering the story, John was turning it into a drama, a play, and telling his hearers that they were the cast. They were to come through the water and be free. They were to leave behind Egypt, the world of sin in which they were living, the world of rebelling against the living God. They, the Israel of the day, were looking in the wrong direction and going in the wrong direction. It was time to turn round and go the right way. That's what repentance means. It was time to stop dreaming and wake up to God's reality. The challenge had a sharp edge to it. Someone was coming very soon, and John was getting people ready. If someone came into your town and told you that the president or the princess or some other great person was on their way to pay you a visit, you'd quickly rush around smartening things up. In Britain, it's a standard joke that wherever the Queen goes, she smells fresh paint. John was like the messenger going ahead of royalty, getting everywhere ready for the stronger one who was coming after him. Israel as a whole needed smartening up. Each individual within Israel needed to smarten up. Someone was coming who would put even John in the shade. Who did John think this someone was? It's not clear, and perhaps it wasn't clear even to him. He may well have thought it would be Yahweh himself, Israel's God in person.